Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, the Supreme Court unanimously rules in favor of Hikma Pharmaceuticals in its patent dispute with Amarin over Vascepa, Pfizer licenses, Chai Discovery's generative AI platform, and C.K. Wang argues that high-quality real-world data represents the most promising path forward for closing persistent gaps in ovarian cancer care. The Supreme Court issued a unanimous 9-0 decision, written by Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, reversing the Federal Circuit and ruling that Amarin Pharma failed to plausibly allege that Hikma Pharmaceuticals actively induced infringement of Vascepa's cardiovascular use patents through its skinny label. The ruling affirms the decades-old skinny labeling framework under the Hatch-Waxman Act, which allows generic manufacturers to seek approval only for unpatented uses of a drug while carving out patented indications, and establishes that a properly constructed skinny label and neutral commercial communications cannot by themselves constitute active inducement of infringement, leaving Amarin with no viable basis to keep Hikma's generic off the market. Pfizer has entered a license agreement with Chai Discovery, giving Pfizer scientists early access to Chai-3, the company's most advanced and previously undisclosed model, alongside a custom model trained on Pfizer's proprietary data and configured to fit its internal discovery workflows. Chai-3 represents a meaningful advance over its predecessor, doubling the success rate in AI-driven antibody design while producing candidates that meet required therapeutic standards and extending the platform's capabilities to multi-specific design and harder-to-drug target classes. Finally, C.K. Wang, M.D., argues that amid the persistent clinical and access challenges facing ovarian cancer, a disease where five-year survival remains below 50% and disparities in diagnosis and treatment are well documented, growing availability of high-quality, research-ready real-world data offers the most actionable near-term path to closing those gaps. Wang contends that real-world data is uniquely positioned to capture the treatment realities, outcome patterns, and population-level disparities that clinical trials have historically been unable to represent, and that embedding RWD into both drug development and post-approval evidence generation will be essential for advancing care in a disease where the window between diagnosis and mortality remains unacceptably narrow. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.